From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is the reflection for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, the second of five midweek Lenten worship services. The preacher is Pastor Scott Jones.
Our scripture reading this evening, the first one comes from Ephesians chapter 2, begins with the eighth verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. And our gospel reading comes from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 18, beginning with the 15th verse. Jesus said, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them." Then Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is day two of the forgiving week of the Red Letter Challenge, the Lenten devotion that we are reading and engaging in together as a congregation. Now it is day 14 of the challenge itself. So if you've been joining us along the challenge, you are now over a third of the way to the finish. Keep up the good work. If you haven't started the challenge yet, it's not too late. You'll probably need to read two reflections each day for a while to catch up, but that shouldn't be too overwhelming. If you can, we would love to have you join us, even though you're a little bit behind. In either case, we are focusing on the second of the five principles of the Red Letter Challenge today and this week. To review, the five principles are being, which we looked at last week, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. So our readings today and this week are about forgiveness. The shorter of our two readings came from Ephesians. And as I mentioned in my daily video back on day two, when we were introducing the principles, this passage is one of the few passages of Scripture that we were required to memorize when I was in confirmation. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Now, this is not the translation I memorized it from. In fact, I may have even memorized it from a red letter version Bible that had these words in red. I don't remember, but what I do remember the God's love. God's forgiveness is given to me as a gift, a free gift. And there is nothing that I could ever do to earn or repay God for it. And it is because of that grace that I was able to come to faith and to receive the gift of everlasting life. That is what I learned is at the core of the Christian faith, at the core of the Lutheran doctrine of grace by faith. We are saved. We are welcomed into the presence of the Almighty as a gift from God, not because of what we have done, but because of who we are as children of God. We have been forgiven. Acknowledging that, accepting the gift of forgiveness is the first step. The first response to God's love for us. Everything that we do after that is in response to the grace that we have already received. And the most appropriate response to having been forgiven by God is to forgive others in turn. Doing so is central to who we are as Christians. We pray for the strength and the will to do just that every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, which is just another way to say sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us, for those who sin against us. It's always both. We forgive because we have been forgiven. However, because we are humans, we want to know how many times we have to forgive. I assume that each of us is counting on God forgiving us infinity, right? As many times as I sin, I expect to be forgiven by God. Yet when it comes to forgiving others, we assume that there has to be a limit, right? Of course, God wouldn't expect us to forgive each other for everything that's been done to us, would God? That would be ridiculous, right? Who could do such a thing? Only Jesus. And Jesus gave his life as a ransom for our sins, to forgive our sins. And it was Jesus who Peter asked how often we should forgive the sins of those who have sinned against us. His question comes in the context of describing the process of trying to resolve conflict and address a hurt by a member of the church against you. Jesus says that you should first go and point out the fault to the other person just between the two of you. And if they hear you, you're good to go. If they don't, take some other people with you, trusted people who will work to help you resolve the situation. Now, if that conversation doesn't go well, we are instructed to bring it to the broader church. And if the conflict isn't resolved in that context, Jesus says the person should be to us as a Gentile and a tax collector. Now, many have understood this to mean that we should disassociate with that person. Drop them as a friend. Don't talk to them. Remove them from your life. Block them on your cell phone. But how is it that we see Jesus treating Gentiles and tax collectors in the Gospels? He goes to their homes for meals, doesn't he? He goes out of his way to enter the Gentile villages so he can heal and share the message of his love. Jesus pursues a relationship with the Gentiles and the tax collectors, and so should we. Those friends are not to be released and forgotten. No, they are to be pursued with the good news of the gospel, pursued with the good news of God's love. After this explanation, Peter asked Jesus how many times we should forgive someone who has sinned against us. And then he suggests that the number might be 7. Now, you may think that sounds like a lot. You may think that doesn't sound like many. But to Peter, I think he thought it was a lot. I think he thought it was a generous number, a big number. 7 in the Bible is actually the number of completion. It took 7 days to create, according to the creation accounts. So it is possible that Peter thought he was actually being quite grace-filled when he asks a question and proposes that number of times. But nonetheless, he asked the question. You see, he wanted to know the limits of what is required of us. And Jesus responds with a math problem. 77 times, he says, or 70 times 7 in other translations. Regardless of the translation, it is a lot. Jesus might as well have said infinity. For we are to forgive as many times as it is necessary. Just as there is no limit to God's love for us, God's grace comes to us as a gift, and our response is to be a generous giver of that gift of grace to others. Will we be hurt in the process? Sometimes, possibly. But don't go looking to Jesus for sympathy about getting hurt when you forgive somebody who has wronged you. For it was Jesus who willingly gave his life as an atonement for your sins. So bearing a little pain in your relationships hardly compares. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This, my friends, is a gift from God, a gift that is intended to be shared. Amen.